Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Rooting through old newspapers has been a hobby of mine for years. What makes news today is not necessarily what made news 100 years ago, and the differences can be quaint, cute, funny, or just weird. Fortunately, I have an ally in my search for news stories that informed, entertained, and in some cases horrified readers more than a century ago. His name is Kim Moore, and he is a historian down in Wyandotte County, about 60 miles south of Toledo. Mr. Moore pores through old clippings and old bound volumes so you don't have to. He compiles what he finds in a quarterly newsletter he sends out to members of the Mohawk Historical Society, like me. The society and its amazing little museum are located in my old hometown of Sycamore, which is home to about 800 souls, halfway between Tiffin and Upper Sandusky. Mr. Moore searches the archives of newspapers like the old Sycamore Leader, the Upper Sandusky Daily Chief, and the Tiffin Advertiser Tribune, and what he finds never ceases to amaze me. His latest newsletter arrived the other day, and I am happy to report that the weirdness factor is right there on page 7. Thanks to Kim Moore's diligence, we learn of a bizarre tragedy that occurred back in January of 1922, nearly 104 years ago. A Sycamore man who served as a local gravedigger was hard at work digging a fresh grave, dare I say it, in the dead of winter. The ground was basically frozen, complicating his task enormously. Finally, the exertion proved too much. His heart gave out, and he tumbled into the grave he was digging, breathing his last where he fell. Since nobody but a gravedigger would venture into the cemetery on such a frigid January day, the poor fellow lay there for quite a while before he was missed. Talk about burying the lead. It was an awful turn of events for all involved, although today, from the distance of time, it's impossible not to take note of the bizarre irony and smile. I don't know if Sycamore had more than one gravedigger in the 1920s, but if not, who was enlisted to dig the gravedigger's grave? It's a question that was left unanswered by the Sycamore Leader, and perhaps it is for the best. Mr. Moore's newsletter also conveyed a much happier story from the Sycamore Leader, a report on a huge community social event in July 1927. The headline, Monster Crowd at Dunquat. Now, Dunquat, for the uninformed, is a small unincorporated hamlet near Sycamore. The big outdoor celebration attracted more autos, as they were called then, than the parking lot could accommodate, despite what was described as red-hot weather. Hungry patrons consumed 65 gallons of ice cream and 1,200 buns. Music was furnished by the Wyandotte Band. Almost in passing, the Sycamore Leader's report mentioned that an acrobat from Lorraine entertained the crowd. I'm sure performing his daring feats for the enjoyment of pretty much everyone in Dunquat was a career highlight for the fellow. Finally, it is impossible to overlook a rather glum report in the Bucyrus News Journal all the way back in 1882. Since the elections are over, it said, there are no Republicans to be found in these parts. Now I ask you, where is that kind of hard-hitting journalism today?
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.